The Kedushas Levi once traveled to his Rebbe, Rav Shmelka from Nicholsburg, and remained learning and spending time with his Rebbe for a number of months. He came home after all those months, and his father-in-law asked him, "What did you learn? Well, why did you need to be away for such a long time from your family?" So the Kedushas Levi answered, "I learned by my Rebbe that there is a creator of the world, that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who runs the world." His father-in-law wasn't satisfied with that answer, and he called in a young child, and he asked the young child, "Do you know that there's a Hashem over the world, over the heaven and earth?" So he answered, "Of course I know." So the father-in-law said to the son-in-law, "This young child knows this. Why did you have to travel and be away for such a long time?" So he says, "The child says it, and I know it." There's not only an obligation that we should believe, of course, that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, but we need to know that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And there's a very powerful vort from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on this week's parasha. The Torah in this week's parasha speaks about ki ikach ish isha or ba'al lev asneya. A person marries a woman and he doesn't like her. For some la lilas devarim, for haitzila shemra. So he puts out a rumor about this woman that she did not act in a moral way. And the pasuk says it turns out that the person was saying what he's saying was not true. This woman is certainly a very fine woman. And the pasuk says, "V'lochu zikne irehu as the ish v'yisroi say." The pasuk says that they should take this person and punish him. For anshu oisai mei kesef for nosla v'yanara. That he has to pay the father of this girl mei kesef ki hoitzi shem ra'al psulus yisrael, because he spoke disparagingly about a fine Jewish girl. And he has to remain married to this woman forever. Says the Aruch Chaim, what is the pasuk speaking about? He's saying that the pasuk is speaking about a person, kikach ish isha, there's a person who speaks about this, who speaks about disparagingly about the Torah. He takes the Torah usneya, he says he doesn't believe in the Divrei Torah. He says that the Torah doesn't do anything positive in our life. He speaks that the Torah, I'm sitting and learning Torah, I'm following the Torah, and the Torah doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't do anything for me in Ruchnius, and doesn't do anything for me in Gashmius, you say. Says the Aruch Chaim, the Gemara Masechta Bracha says, "Emroya Adam Yisurim Ba'alav." If a person sees that he's suffering, Yitla Bitl Taira. If a person is suffering, you know why he's suffering? Because Bitl Taira. He explains that Bitl Taira means because not because he wasn't learning, because Bitl Taira doesn't have the proper respect for Divrei Taira. Yitla Bitl Taira. If he doesn't have the respect for Divrei Taira, he's not going to have it. His life will not be the way he would like his life to look. But says the Aruch Chaim, the Torah tells us, "V'anchu oisai mei kesef." There's a way for this person to correct himself. Where's the way they could correct himself? He says, the Gemara says, "Vati Yisrael, ma Hashem elkech shol mimach, el tikri ma elameya." And the pasuk is teaching us that you have to make Meir brachas. You have to say 100 brachas every day. And the person who says 100 brachas every day will have bracha in his life. Why will he have bracha in his life? Because he's going to realize that not like he thinks and not like he says that there is no Hashem in the world, but by keeping on making brachas every day, he comes to the greatest recognition with all the various types of brachas that he makes, brachas shvach, brachas hamitzvahs, brachas hanenin, how connected we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the vart of the Kedushas Levi. It's not just to know, You have to believe. You have to really recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our lives. The Pasuk says by Yitzchak Avinu, the Rikanti Zarishin says, the Pasuk says, V'yitzchak Yitzchak be'eretz ahi, v'yimtza b'shana hu me'yish arim, v'yivarcheu Hashem. The me'yish arim are the 100 brachas, says the Rikanti, that you make every day. And if you make 100 brachas every day, v'yivarcheu Hashem, you're zoicha to bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's, the pasuk says, "Num David ben Yishai, num hagever hukam oil, Mashiach al kei Yisrael, num zmiris Yisrael." So the Torah in Archaim Simon Memvav says, "Hukam oil," and the word oil in that pasuk is spelled Ayin Lamed. Hukam oil is 100. David HaMelech realized that in order for a person to have success in his life, he has to be hukam oil. He has to come to the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so involved in his life. Not just to say that I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in my life, but by making the 100 brachas every day, you come to a greater recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our lives. And the more we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our life, that's how we will be zoichet to bracha. The Ramban in Parshas Boy says, "Umanisim hagdol mefursomim." From the great nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs, Odom Moida b'nisim ha'nestorim shem yisoyed ha'tayra kula. When you realize, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, performs these great, wonderful miracles is because to come to recognition, she'en la'odom chelik b'tayras Moshe Rabbeinu, a person is not considered that he's connected to the Torah, that he has learned the lesson of the Torah, until he recognizes that everything that happens in our lives, there is no nature. There is no that this is the way it has to be. The way everything, we have to come to the recognition that everything that we live is only a nes from Hashem. It's only the wonderful acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Noam HaMelech says that the Pasuk says in the Shira, before by Kriyas Yamsuf, what is Pshat, says the Noam HaMelech, that when a person walks on the Yabosha, when the person walks on the street, on the sidewalk, he should realize there's no difference if he's walking on the sidewalk or he's walking B'Soich HaYam. Every step we take is a nes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says, "Akol neshima v'neshima shadam neshim." For every breath that we take, adam tzarich l'kalas l'bari. We have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol neshama taluka, akol neshima v'neshima. And the Gemara Masech the Shabbos that Vlam Beis of an Aleph teaches us, adam yotzi l'shuk. A person gets up in the morning, he goes out to work, he goes out to wherever he's going. He should look at it as if he's going out to be hung. If a person doesn't feel well, he should think as if he's put into prison. If he goes to bed and he doesn't feel well, like he's being hung. A person, every moment, we only live by the Chesed Hashem, by the wonderful generosity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im yesh lo praktikum gedolim nitzo, and a person needs great help to be survive. Vim lav nitzo. Ve'elam praktikum shel adam tshuva ma'asim tovim. Every moment of our life is a nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say in Moedim, not just when we see an open miracle, is it a miracle? But every second. And in fact, I saw from the Bells, from the Rabbi Socha Doi from Bells, the Perek in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Zayin begins, Hoidul Hashem Kitoiv Kloilam Chazdoi. And the Gemara Masech the Brachos Daf Nun Dalar Mabez explains that Perek speaks about the Arba Tzrichim Lahoidus. Yorda Yom, the four people who have to bring a Karm Toida, the four types of people who even Bezman Azeh have to say the Birchas HaGoymel. Yor the Yam, people that travel on the ocean, Holchim et Barius, they travel through the desert, Misha Yechoylov and Nisrapa, somebody who was not well and got well, Misha Yechovish Beis Asurim, or somebody who was in prison, V'yetza. But then, we look at the end of that perek. Dovra Melch at the end of the perek says, Michocham V'yishma Eilov Yizbonu Nuchaz De Hashem. What does Dovra Melch mean to say? So he says, of course, a person, the people who we just described, that experienced incredible miracles. And at the end, and they, of course, they have to declare their appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles that he makes, that he does for us. But says David HaMelech, Mi Chacham, do you want to know who is truly a Chacham? The person who's truly a Chacham is Mi Chacham Yishmael Yishbanenu. He realized not only are the miracles Chazdei Hashem, but even the day-to-day life that we live is all Chazdei Hashem. And with that, we can understand why at the end of the parasha, we find that the Torah is so concerned and the Torah is so anxious that Mocha Timcha Zech Amalek, that we have to destroy Amalek. Why is Amalek always been the example of somebody that we have to totally eradicate? There have been many nations in our history that prosecuted the Jews. Why is the Torah so anxious about and so strict about our relationship with Amalek? Because what does the Pasuk say about Amalek? Ashakarcha bederech. Ashakarcha means he cooled off. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. At the point that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, there was no point in our history that we felt closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we felt at that moment. There was no moment in our history, like the Kedushas Levi said, that we knew that there's a Hashem in the world. And what did Amalek do? Like the Rashi says, the famous Medrash, like somebody saw a boiling hot bathtub and no one wanted to even stick a finger into that bathtub. And he jumped in and showed that it's not so terrible. Amalek wanted to prove that we don't have to be so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our whole lives are to know that there is Hashem in the world. Michachem v'yishma'el v'yizboinenu chazdei Hashem. To recognize that every moment of our life is only chazdei Hashem. And Amalek, who represents the opposite of that, mocha timcha, we have to erase that. We have to live a life of true connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.